where I did your election headquarters. Well, the Electoral Commission has identified discrepancies in the serial numbers on presidential ballot papers for the Brekum West and Brekum East constituencies in the Bono region. In Brekum West, some serial numbers on the ballots differ from those on the counterfoils, affecting a total of 8 booklets. At Brekum East, the EC says there are inconsistencies and duplication in serial numbers across several booklets. Now, to address the issue, the EC will reprint the affected ballot papers through the Ghana Publishing Company. On your screens now is that statement from the Electoral Commission that they published earlier. It reads, the Electoral Commission has identified some discrepancies in some serial numbers on presidential and ballot papers for the Brekum West and Brekum East constituencies in the Bono region. In Brekum West, the serial numbers on the ballots are different from that on the counterfoil. It is made up of 7 of 100 booklets and 1 of 25 booklets for the presidential ballot papers. Brekum East has inconsistent and duplication of serial numbers. This is made up of 3 of 100 booklets, 1 of 50 booklets, and 1 of 25 booklets. Serial numbers do not follow sequential order, they say, and 2 of 10 booklets are having the same serial numbers. The Commission shall submit the above ballot papers to the Ghana Publishing Company, Assembly Press, for reprint. Political parties and independent presidential candidates are to provide 2 representatives each to observe the process on Friday, which is today, 29th of November, and the time given is 10 a.m. at the premises of the Ghana Publishing Company, Assembly Press, here in Accra. Well, the Electoral Commission has also identified shortfalls in the presidential and parliamentary ballot papers for several constituencies in the Volta region, including Keta, Ketu North, Ho Central, Hohoi, and Ho West. Well, on your screens now is that statement from the Electoral Commission as well, just giving us a sense of the actual happening in the Volta region. It says the Electoral Commission has identified some shortfalls on presidential and parliamentary ballot papers for Keta, Ketu North, Ho Central, Hohoi, and Ho West constituencies in the Volta region. The shortfalls will be printed by ACTS Commercial. Political parties and independent presidential candidates are to provide 2 representatives each to observe the printing process on Friday, 29th November 2024, which is today at 10 a.m. at the premises of ACTS Commercial Printing House here in Accra. Well, the Deputy Director of Elections and IT for the National Democratic Congress, Dr. Rashid Tango Computer, who served notice that the NDC will be sending representatives to observe the reprinting process, says the consistent errors by the EC makes it difficult for the party to have confidence in the EC's ability to organize a free and fair election. He spoke earlier on NewsX.
We have serious challenges with the Electoral Commission. The way and manner they are handling these issues. Because initially, we all agreed to the processes and the tenets upon which the ballots are going to be printed. Now, afterwards, we started experiencing these challenges upon challenges. It doesn't augur well for the statute or the credibility of the Electoral Commission. For instance, the issue of the Volta region, it's as a result of statistical mistakes or errors that we've identified. Because if you look at the shortfall, it emanates from the Electoral Commission own statistics. Okay, the statistics they generated and sent to the print houses were not correct. Last minute, we saw it last minute. And we indicated that to them.
So the NDC drew the attention of the EC.
Yes, when the ballots were sent down, and we rechecked the statistics, we realized that the statistics were not correct.
Well, the Director of Research and Elections for the New Patriotic Party, Evan Simaku, says despite the serialization errors and shortfalls in the printing of ballot papers, he wants political parties to have confidence in the Electoral Commission's competence.
You see, it is after you've sent out the ballot papers from the printing house, which had been checked by the EC and party agent, to the district, and it is received. They also, as EC officials, will go through with party officers and stakeholders to make sure that ballot that have been brought to the district will meet the numbers as indicated. So at that point, we are likely to find some challenges here and there. But we are looking at, across Ghana, 276 constituencies. We are printing ballots for 40,648 polling stations of different booklets ended 50, 25, and 10. So it's an exercise you must be very meticulous to go through. But sometimes, we have challenge from our colleagues NDC. If you act from the printing house where voter rating was printed, the kind of challenges the NDC brought to the checking and dispatch of the ballot, you'll be amazed. But hey, it's a human institution. We must all open our eyes and make sure that what is being done is done fairly to all stakeholders. We go through this election. I know a new patriotic party, our presidential candidate of the Mahmoud Dorbia, will emerge victorious.
Well, away from that, the chairperson of the Electoral Commission has disclosed exclusively to Joy News that the EC will conclude on all election-related developments and training today in readiness of the 2024 general election, which is just 8 days away. Well, speaking on the sideline of a ceremony held in Accra where all 12 presidential aspirants committed to peace, the EC chairperson also added her voice to the need for peace before, during, and after the elections.
My message is that they should come out in their numbers and vote in an orderly manner. Well, on the part of the Commission, we commit to carrying out transparent, robust electoral processes and elections come election day. And as indicated during my presentation, you know, we would announce the will of the people that is expressed at the polls. It is the will of the people that is expressed at the polls that will be announced. And we entreat all the presidential candidates to accept the outcomes of the result. We are ready. All our materials on the field, our training has taken place. It comes to an end tomorrow. But in all our materials that are in place, we have a good supply of equipment. Our officers are well trained. We are ready.
Thank you so much.
Now to our campaign trail. The flower of the new patriotic party, Dr. Mahmoud Bami, is promising to do everything within his power if elected president to ensure the several issues with Ghanaians are resolved to pave way for development of the state. According to him, migration to the capital has created immense demands for lands, which has come with its associated challenges. He says a future Bamia government will ensure those challenges are addressed. While I was speaking at the Gamanche Palace when he paid a courtesy call on him on Thursday.
The Ghana state hosts the capital of Ghana. And because of that, the rest of Ghana is here. But that has implications for the Ghana state, which we have to take account of in policy. It has implications because land becomes a problem. That is an issue. The demand for land here is much higher than anywhere in the country, which means indigents do not get access to affordable land. That is a major issue that we have to deal with. Secondly, educational opportunities is another issue. Jobs is another issue for the youth in India because, you know, the chances, because everybody is here, the schools have limited chances for the youth who are here. Limited jobs. So, and also the language. The language is another problem because most of us who are here can survive without speaking Ga. That leads to a decline in the language. So we have to make sure that Ga is taught in our schools. to protect the language, to protect the language. Otherwise, it's going to be very costly. There are a lot of issues of land that the Ghana state has with the government. We have to resolve these issues. And I'm going to promise you that as president, I'm going to sit down with you and we will resolve these issues in your favor. All of you have seen that we have built the Jamestown Harbor, and that is going to help the fishing community. But our fishermen have a problem with pre-mixed fuel. And so I've come up with the new idea that because of so much corruption involved in the pre-mixed fuel distribution, let us move away from pre-mixed fuel and go for outboard motors which use solar power to power the outboard motors. So our fishermen don't have to buy pre-mixed fuel anymore. When the sun is shining, they have their fuel. So we have brought in the solar-powered outboard motors. Thing has begun. We did it in Apam. On Wednesday, we are going to Tema. We are going to bring in all the chief fishermen so that we demonstrate, so that everybody will see how this solar-powered outboard motors is working. We believe that it will make the fishermen very rich because they don't have to spend a lot of money on fuel anymore. I have a lot of respect for Niger and the Ghana state. High respect. I want to work closely with you, really, really closely with you, so that we can solve problems together. For me, I dream about solutions. I'm always looking to how to solve problems, how to reduce our suffering. Everything I do is about solving problems. I want to work with you. And I can tell you that if you give me the opportunity, I will help raise the opportunities and the standard of living of our people.
He said the promise and called for a social contract to seal the agreement between the Ghanas and the MPP flag bearer.
As an occupant of the Ghana paramount stool, the custodian of Ghana culture and tradition, I want to say, and just like you rightly said, hosting the capital has not been easy. So we thank you that you have thought about solutions. I always say that Accra has serious problems and needs serious people to solve these problems. We are in line and in link with your solutions. Let's get them by. Come, December 7th, if Ghanaians give you the nod, we want a social contract with the Ga people. We want that. We also want you to place in prime positions Ga and Dangbe indigenous within your party so that they can effectively serve their purpose and promote our Ghana culture and who we are. Because we believe that our ethnicity is dying. Our language is almost erased, like you said. Solutions to enforce the GES bylaws that Ghana and Dangbe is taught in this locality. It's on you. You have promised it. If you have the nod, we want to see that gun. Acho gun. Te dangbe. Yes, suku chu. Fe chu ming. Ye ga dangbe.
Yeah. Yes, Owasse constituency is often flagged as a flashpoint for electoral violence, a trend security agencies and some electorates aim to reverse. Before signing a peace pact, the incumbent MP did swear by God to ensure the electoral regulations are adhered to in conduct of this year's election. Nanaya Ojima has more in the following report.
Over the years, the Asuasi constituency has often recorded pockets of electoral violence, forcing the Regional Security Council to strengthen security in the constituency. The polls, and the announcement of results often create tension between the leading political parties. Though the police have been quick to coil tensions, the Ashanti Regional Security Council is anticipating a more peaceful atmosphere in the upcoming election. Member of Parliament for Asawase, Muntaka Mubarak, made a pledge to ensure his supporters adhere to electoral laws for peace to prevail.
However, me, Mark Anton, me need electoral commission, whether electoral office or not.
I have sworn not to influence any EC official. I wouldn't want them to give a support of mine, a ballot, to vote in my favor or do anything to aid my victory.
All these things, I swear by the God that created me, I won't do anything contrary to the law.
The New Patriotic Party's parliamentary candidate, Manaf Ibrahim, who is in the race for the first time, revealed deliberate steps were taken during the campaign for a peaceful process.
I'd like to apologize for that poor sound quality. While the Free Senior High School program is once again at the center of heated political debate between the New Patriotic Party and the National Democratic Congress, this time the controversy has made its way to academia, with university lecturers opening taking sides based on their political persuasion at the University of Cape Coast School of Business conference room. There's more in this report.
The first group, known as University Lecturers for Free SHS, in their press conference held at the University of Cape Coast School of Business Conference Hall, situated their message on three thematic areas. The group chronicled statement from the NDC suggesting the party was against the Free SHS policy. Professor Isaac Boedi, a dean of the University of Professional Studies, is the convener of the group.
And President Mahama, on the 9th November 2017, stated that Rasulallah Free SHS will fail. Former President Mahama, on his presidential promises, the primaries that he conducted, Paul said, Akufo-Addo Free Education is not working. Again, former President Mahama, again on October 1st, 2018, which rated his aversion to free education, free SHS, stating that it will undergo a review, and hinted on the possibility of the policy being scrapped because, to him, it is unthinkable to spend 2 billion Ghana cedi in free SHS, and that it is seriously constricting government budget.
Well, thanks for staying with us here on the Joy News Channel. Let's take you now live to the Electoral Commission headquarters. Bosman Asare is addressing political party for this year's IPAC meeting. They're dealing with some key issues regarding accreditation ahead of the December 7th polls.
Employs in the printing and distribution of ballot papers. The essence, as noted, is to ensure full accountability of the ballots and to make sure that the ballots sent to the regions are accurate. It is important to note that in the spirit of transparency, the Commission notifies the political parties and presidential candidates to enable them to inform their agents to observe the reprinting of the ballot, as well as the destruction of the faulty ballot papers. The question is, who discovered it and who is requesting for a reprint? The Commission has nothing to hide. Why would the Commission inform political parties in writing if it has something to hide? It is the Commission staff at the regional level that discovered and reported back to the Commission. It is the Commission that ordered the reprinting and informed the political parties and the presidential candidates. The Commission has nothing to hide. This is the procedure in place, and it is the Commission which is requesting a reprint of the shortfall in the presence of the agents, not any political party. For the benefit of the general public, similar shortfalls and discrepancies were discovered and reported back to the head office by our regional directors. The shortfalls occurred in Greater Accra, Western North, Upper West, Western and Bono East regions. So the Volta region and the Bono region are not the exceptions. The political parties were also informed in writing and the reprinting was done. Why the noise about the shortfall for only the Volta region? If the commission had anything to hide, it would not transparently call for a reprint of ballots to make up for the shortfalls. The commission urges the general public and especially our political parties to disregard acts of mischief by persons whose only objective is to malign the commission and sow seeds of mistrust and doubts. The memo in circulation demonstrates the commission's resolve to operate above board and in a transparent and accountable manner. We entreat our political parties and the general public to carefully read the memos from the commission, which may find their way onto social media, so that they are not swayed by persons whose sole agenda is to cause fear and panic and tarnish the image of the commission ahead of the 2024 presidential and parliamentary elections. For the information of our political parties and the general public, we sent earlier letters indicating their shortfalls in some of the ballots for some of the regions. And I have a letter here showing 22nd November, 40 and shortfall of ballot papers which were sent to the political parties and printing houses. And the latest one occurred on November 28th. So this is a clear indication that the Volta and the Bono regions were not the only exceptions. It's a standard practice we have adopted as an institution that anytime the ballots are sent to the regions, we do another check. And if the checks reveal that there are any shortfalls, automatically we get into action and we print them to make up for the shortfalls. And we think that this is a quality practice which must continue. So we are very grateful for your attention. Now we'll give the opportunity to the parties and the agents of the presidential candidates to ask questions or any concerns they have. Thank you very, very much. Mr. Tete, you can now take over.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all the updates on immigration and issues that come to us. At this point, we'd like to allow the political parties and the reps of the candidates around the table.
Reporter, we apologize for the initial interruption.
About the discrepancy between the figures that left the printing house to the Volta region is the ballot statistics at the printing house do those figures align with the figures the Volta region for those.
Well, the Electoral Commission just addressing key issues ahead of the December 7 polls. We told you earlier that they have spotted some discrepancies in some of the ballot papers to go to some constituencies in the Volta region. They also had issues with some serialization and accreditation issues, which they were also talking about today. And we also know that some key concerns have been raised by the opposition NDC about the true preparedness of the EC to handle a free and fair election because of the issues that have come up with serialization errors and, you know, shortfalls in printing of presidential and parliamentary ballot papers. We've also been hearing from the NPP. They are confident in the EC's competence. They want other political parties to trust the Electoral Commission. We heard from Jim Mensa. She was very optimistic that the EC is ready to deliver on a free and fair election, which is 8 days to the December 7th polls. Now, we'll take you to the commissioning of the Obechebe Lamte interchange shortly. The president would be addressing the media. We'll take you there shortly. And when we come back from this quick turn, we'll also be taking you to Safari Valley. I will tell you why after this week.
Transformative development. Development that enhances mobility, drives economic growth, and improves the quality of life for all Ghanaians. The inception of this project, my vision was clear: to confront the persistent traffic congestion that has long impeded movement and economic activity in this crucial area of Accra. When I had the honor of commissioning Phase 1 in 2020, I pledged to the people of Ghana that we would deliver the second phase as part of a comprehensive solution. Today, I'm deeply gratified to declare that this promise has been fulfilled. The completion of Phase 2 is not just an infrastructure milestone. It is a pivotal moment in our nation's journey towards modernity and efficiency. This interchange will significantly enhance the flow of traffic to the Kalebu Teaching Hospital, as well as along the Ring Road West, Kanesi and Accra Central Corridor, reducing travel times and vehicle operating costs. It will increase productivity for businesses and transform the daily commute for thousands of Ghanaians. Moreover, this project is a catalyst for economic vibrancy in the capital. It will facilitate the seamless movement of goods and services, thereby reducing the cost of doing business and attracting much-needed investments to the region. It is indeed a cornerstone of our broader vision to establish an integrated, modern transformation network that underpins Ghana's socio-economic transformation. The benefits of this interchange extend far beyond traffic management. It embodies the commitment to sustainability and safety, incorporating pedestrian-friendly designs and modern drainage systems to mitigate perennial flooding. In essence, it exemplifies our vision of a resilient and inclusive urban landscape. This project is one among many that our government is executing to elevate the standards of living for Ghanaians. Over the past 8 years, we have undertaken significant infrastructure projects across the nation. These include the Pokwasi Interchange, the largest of its kind in West Africa, whose completion has eased congestion and improved connectivity. The historic Tamale Interchange, the first in northern Ghana, and the Bechem Techimentia Akumadan Road, which has unlocked vital agricultural hubs, enhancing trade and livelihoods. In addition to these, the Akufo-Addo government has delivered 6 interchanges nationwide, with 13 others currently underway, progressing steadily towards completion. Each of these projects is a testament to our resolve to build a Ghana where opportunity is available to all, regardless of geography. Ladies and gentlemen, these accomplishments are the result of a collective effort. I extend my deepest gratitude to the Minister of Roads and Highways, under his dynamic minister, the Honorable Francis Asensi-Wache, Member of Parliament for Bantama, Bantama Asensio, the new National Roads Authority, and the contractors and engineers whose dedication and expertise have brought this project to fruition. Your contributions to nation building cannot be overstated. I also acknowledge our financial partners whose steadfast support, even amidst global economic challenges, and our domestic debt exchange program has been indispensable. Your faith in Ghana's vision for development is deeply appreciated. To the residents and commuters who endure the inconveniences of construction with patience and understanding, I express my heartfelt thanks. Your cooperation has been pivotal to the successful execution of this project. As we celebrate this achievement, I must emphasize that our infrastructure agenda extends beyond roads. Last week, I had the honor of commissioning the 97-kilometer Tema Ipakadan Railway Line, a project that heralds a new chapter in Ghana's transportation history. Our investments in healthcare, education, and other critical sectors are similarly guided by a vision of a resilient, inclusive, and dynamic Ghana. That while much has been accomplished, our journey is far from complete. The upcoming elections represent a defining moment for our nation. To sustain the progress we have made and to bring ongoing projects to completion, I urge you to place your confidence in the new Patriotic Party, NPP. A vote for the outstanding Alhaji Muhammadu Bawumia. And the NPP's parliamentary candidate for Abdulkumar Central, the excellent Jefferson Saki, is a vote for continuity, for growth, and for a brighter future for our beloved nation. Together, we can build on these achievements and chart an even more ambitious path forward. As we inaugurate this state-of-the-art facility, I urge all motorists to exercise caution, adhere to road safety regulations, and uphold the principles of responsible driving to ensure the safety of all road users. In closing, I extend
well, thanks for watching the Joy News Channel. We'll be back with business news updates and also take you back to the Electoral Commission, where we told you earlier they're just addressing some key concerns raised, discrepancies with serialization numbers, shortfalls in the printing of presidential and parliamentary ballot papers. We'll take you there shortly after this quick tip. Ha 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 ha!
missionary. You are, I want what you want. Bold solution for the future.
Mahama once said,
I've seen more demonstrations and strikes in my first 2 years. I don't think it can get worse in the second 2 years. I have the dead goat syndrome.
Dada Noir. On December 7th, vote for integrity, competency, and development. Esuro.
Ah, if you're running the year, now, thank you, Muna Mudiji's Casa Mukotoy. Thank you, Muna Eli Kama Hengra.
Ah, we're not here. So wait, ne papa. Na papa no put Eli Ki.
Pacho Ebenyan Siwe.
Oh! Oh! Gala Fuo! What number one from Benio? Every necklace, I want to tank the wounds you have for so, Syntex Tank, Mitra S-I-N-T-E-X. Syntex Tank. Hey, you're tough. Eliki. It's me with the beer. Syntex Tank. Call it beer whooper. Size beer whooper. Yeah, yeah, my war. Syntex Tank. The whole Ghana. You must 7 years warranty. Syntex Tank. Hey, you're strong. Hey, you're tough.
My name is Cecil Sunkramels. I'm the president of the Ghana Independent Broadcasters Association. The media creates the ability for us to translate our policies and a voice for the people to reach governments and all over the world. It's a key catalyst for development in any country, and therefore it's important that in Ghana we keep the media safe and we protect it. It's not just the journalists, we must also protect the media entities that carry the journalists and work with them. So we must keep our eyes focused on protection of the journalists, and we must also make sure that the media houses are commercially viable and can support the journalists. Hashtag Defend Media Freedom GH.
Mahama once said,
I've seen more demonstrations and strikes in my first 2 years. I don't think it can get worse in the second 2 years. I have the dead goat syndrome.
Dada Noir. On December 7th, vote for integrity, competency, and development. Esuro.
Over the past 7 years, Ghana has witnessed remarkable progress and transformation under the NPP. From education, job creation, infrastructure, and healthcare, they have paved the way for a brighter future. Free SHS has given every child the opportunity to pursue their dreams. Major infrastructure projects have connected our communities, improved healthcare services, have enhanced the well-being of our citizens, and more jobs are being created through 1D1F.
With better roads, I can transport my goods easily and reach more customers. NPP has truly made a difference in my life, and I want them to continue with their bold solutions.
With the NPP support for tech and innovation, my business has thrived. I believe they have a vision
to lead us into the next chapter.
The improvements in our healthcare system have saved many lives. Thanks to Free SHS, I completed secondary school without worrying about school fees. I believe in the MPP's vision for the future, and I want them to lead the next chapter.
Join us in writing the next chapter of Ghana's success story. The NPP's bold solutions will lead us to a brighter future.
Vote number one on the ballot.
I am George Chum Berima Edu, number 11 on the ballot paper. It is in our interest to ensure that no matter what we do, we do everything in our power not to cause any rout or cause any disturbance or allow ourselves to be used by any political figures or party for any mischievous activity. We have to also ensure that on election day, we go peacefully, we vote, and we go back to our homes, and we wait for the results to be declared as it's supposed to be. And if we all go through this process, I believe that we will go through this election. God shall give us whom he has willed and chosen and anointed to be our next president, and we will have a country still secured, peaceful, and ready to actually move from third world to first world.
Mahama once said,
"I've seen more demonstrations and strikes in my first 2 years. I don't think it can get worse in the second 2 years. I have the dead goat syndrome."
Dada Noir. On December 7th, vote for integrity, competency, and development. Esuro.
Let's take you back now to the EC headquarters. Samotete is addressing the media. Let's listen in.
Now, as well as the parliamentary, two at a time. I hope you get me. Yes.
Maybe four at a time.
No, that one.
It's one.
That one will be at a time. The constituency is one. Separately.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes, so
there are certain areas that presidential candidates do not have political parties, we don't have presidential. So in that instance, those parties. So when we are doing the presidential one, then the presidential agents will be there. When we are done with the presidential, then the parliamentary events will be there.
Yes, so it boils down to the fact that it will be two.
Thanks for staying with us here on the Joy News channel. We have better connection to our feed at the EC headquarters, the IPAC meeting currently ongoing. Let's listen in.
It's two at a time for collation. I hope this is...
Yeah. I'll agree with you.
Yeah.
That every decision that you inform us about, it should be grounded in the CI. This is in the CI. Just refer to the regulation. Anybody will understand. Otherwise, it will look like you've taken a decision.
No, you understand what you
say. No, but let's go to the CI. Go to the CI, there will be progress. If you look at regulation 43, declaration and publication of parliamentary election results. 43.1. Subject to regulation 42. Immediately after the result of the poll for all the polling stations in the constituency of the returning officer, have been given to the returning officer. The returning officer shall, in the presence of the candidates or the representatives of the candidate, or not more than two counting agents appointed by each candidate. That's what the regulation says. Let's put it. Move on.
It's in the law.
Okay, so that has been established. Any other question?
I must clarify, that's a formula. Commission level.
Yes.
He wants to know the commission.
Yes. So, with the no, please.
What we said basically, that the return officer will do the normal work they have been doing. So this guy is only providing another layer so that there will be a basis for comparison. So everything stops at the doorstep of the return officer who works under the supervision of the district officer. So the presiding officers coming to the collation center, they don't even know the collation officer. It's just someone working under the supervision of the returning officer. And please, as we said, to enhance the integrity of the collation. So we believe this is something all of us must appreciate. And let's ensure that our agents will also be educated on it properly. And once that is, that will make a lot of progress. Doc, let's allow others. You come in.
Yes. Mm.
Then there is another hand here.
I wanted to go back to see. The regulations under Regulation 19 talks about presiding officers and polling assistants. The assumption is that the policing officers will also fall under this regulation. Regulation 19 talks about presiding officers and other assistants of the presiding officer. So the assumption is that the
police officer
will also be part of this team.
No, at the police station, they are at the constituency level.
Okay, let's
they are at the constituency level.
If you go to Revelation 19:6,
yeah.
Says the commission shall publish the officer of the commission.
Mm-hmm.
The names and features of persons the committee proposes to appoint as presiding officers and brilliance are not later than 10 days before an election.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask whether you publish these names too.
Yes, in fact, we have sent a memo to the regions to ask all district officers to submit the names and pictures of election officials they intend to use to the parties, which they have done. I hope the parties can actually get in touch with their executives. Initially, the challenge that we were facing was that it's very likely, maybe we have to have a look at the law again, it's very likely that the names may change in the sense that we are currently having the grassroots ones. Training.
It's ongoing.
Mm-hmm. It's ongoing. And we have actually submitted the list, you know, the proposed ones, the ones that we intend to use as the law is asking us to do. So when we are done with
the training,
it's likely some of them may not
show up.
Mm-hmm. And for that matter, we have to send a revised list, like those that didn't turn up. And we have changed to the political party. So we've done that. Thank you.
Well, think,
that means you may not be the 10 days deadline.
No. I think for the 10 days deadline, we've already done that.
Yeah.
But along the line, we don't have the power to compel people who have decided not to.
Sure.
So what we are saying, after the training, if some people don't show up, then we may have to give you an updated list.
What you've done is to parties at the constituency level. when you read the meeting, you say, candidates, before we present our candidate, Dr. Mahamud, candidates.
So we, by giving it to the parties, the implication is that we make them available to them too.
Yeah.
We make it available. So let's get this question, then we can come to CSC chairman.
I don't want this to just branch about this. Today is Friday. Monday, special
voting.
Tomorrow's week, July. We want to know the day on which we can say that you are the final list of officials who represent the Delta Commission.
Okay, so yes, we've given you the list of officials we intend to use for the 2024 general election. If you look at the schedule of the commission for the training at grassroots level is expected to end on the 30th of November,
which is tomorrow.
Yes. So 31st,
first, second, third.
Okay, second is the
special
voting day. Yes. So we can get the updated one to you on the first before we start the special voting exercise on Monday.
Even on the first.
Yes.
So, please, can we have the mic? PNC chairman.
My name is Samson.
For the original one.
My first question I want to be introduced to Mr. Tete. Mr. Tete, your apology to the IPAC members this morning, I am not happy.
Mr. Chairman, are we talking? We are. Can we? That should be an. Let's talk about the issue.
Yes, I'm
and so let's finish the issue. Then we'll open up for so that you can come.
No, it's part of it. Thank you very much. Because this is the first time, and I think the last time we were here, we voted so long. This is the third time. I think the last time we voted tonight. And I expect that at least. Once we achieve 10 or 11 a.m., we are
meeting,
we should also be here at 10 a.m. Not only we can go in our meeting, but
we are not meeting. I
think that's why someone is here. Yes, the time is well. I'm a businessman.
Okay. Time is well. What do you mean?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Tete, I want to support what the lawyer said, representing the new political party. Honorable Obiam. And the law says 10 days to the general election to be to publish the list of offices. As I said, those are going to do. I am saying this precisely because I think there is one member of parliament, Honorable Kandor, Jomoshu, or whatever it was,
Jomoshu,
yes, and the party member of
parliament. I'm not going to talk.
Made a presentation and show names who are known holding offices in some political parties. And I think the publication, as the lawyers said, would be in reference to any political party who sits there and sees an officer. And I said, no, especially I'm afraid because when you talk about the police officer that you just recruited in August this year, where you said there are sovereign as statistics. And in your presentation, my very good friend Dr. Walshman said,